and welcome. You're watching The Buzz with me, your host, Queen Banda. In today's Buzz, we're going to be talking to one of the chefs who is going to be responsible of the food that we're going to be eating during the Test Japan fundraiser. So here she is, and I'm going to be representing you, viewers. I'm going to talk to her about what she's going to be preparing for us so we can know exactly what to expect. Okay? All right, stay tuned. Tell us how you became one of the chefs.
When I first moved here, I heard of this event called Tastes and Sounds, and it was run by Sally Morrison. And for a certain event one year, their chef had left, so they were looking. They had a new chef that didn't have much knowledge in cooking Mexican food.
Yes.
So the event was Tastes and Sounds of Mexico, and so I offered to help because I had grown up in a Mexican or Hispanic, I should say, household.
Yes.
You know, I remember my great grandmother. She was alive when I think she passed away when I was 9.
Okay.
She taught me how to cook a lot of the Japanese recipes and a lot of things. Very
sweet. She taught you how to cook Japanese recipes.
Basic.
And she's basic, but
she lived on a ranch in Mexico.
And she's teaching you how to cook basic Japanese food.
Some things, yeah.
Did you think something is odd here? Yeah.
She just taught me how to cook a lot of different things, Hispanic food, and as well as some Japanese dishes.
So the things that the recipes that you're gonna be making for us on Test Japan fundraiser, are these gonna be the recipes?
They are my family recipes. Yes.
The ones that you spent time with your grandmother making.
Mm-hmm.
No, so that's very sweet. That holds a very soft place in your heart.
I think so. Yeah.
Now, is it gonna be hard to watch people try the food?
I will admit, I am quite nervous because it's not run of the mill. Japanese food is really not run-of-the-mill here, and I wanted to opt for more of a menu where people would have more diversity instead of just say raw fish and rice, because depending upon where in Japan you go, the flavors differ heavily, much like anywhere.
Yeah. So may you share with us the menu, some of the things to look forward for?
Sure. Well, we have the traditional staples, miso soup, which is it goes usually with every typical Japanese breakfast or Japanese. It's the in between cleanse the palate type of thing.
Yeah.
Then of course you must have rice.
Yes.
White rice is the staple of all Japanese dishes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We're also going to have rice balls with pickled vegetables and a pickled plum in there. Also yakisoba, and I guess the equivalent would be lo mein. I almost said chow mein.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Chow mein, lo mein.
Well, chow mein on the West Coast. It's lo mein on the East Coast. So
yeah.
it would be similar to lo mein.
Okay.
And there's also going to be, yakitori, which is meat and assorted vegetables on a stick.
Okay.
And that will go with the noodles, which are the yakisoba.
What's your favorite? What should we dive in first?
Oh my gosh. My favorite out of the whole pile is going to be the rice balls. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
You have your bit of seaweed wrapped in a rice ball stuffed with a pickled plum. And
yeah.
It's the best thing ever.
Okay.
That's me.
I mean, you hear it out there, right? It's the best thing ever.
That's me.
That's yeah.
Not a lot of people might like the sour in the middle, but
okay.
I enjoy it.
Well, I mean, I cannot wait for the event. And mainly, I cannot wait to test the food that you're going to be making. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much for watching The Buzz. Please join or come and taste Japan. It's a terrific fundraiser. And you can get to eat one of the best meals made by Renee, who actually works right here at WCTV. So if you have any complaints, you know where to find her. Thank you so much. Thank you so much and have a lovely day.